This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A second set of opening arguments began this morning in another trial for the officers accused in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
This trial is for Nathan Woodyard. He was the first Aurora officer on the scene when McClain was forcibly detained in August 2019. Woodyard put McClain in a carotid hold, which medical experts have already testified caused McClain to vomit into his mask and aspirate. This is the second of three trials in the death of McClain. The first trial wrapped last week, with one officer convicted of criminally negligent homicide and assault, and the other acquitted. The paramedics who gave McClain ketamine on the scene, which experts say also contributed to his death, face a trial later this year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Investigators say the collapse of a train bridge over Interstate 25 came after a broken rail likely caused 30 coal cars to come off the tracks. From Pueblo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
The preliminary finding comes from the National Transportation Safety Board. The federal agency is investigating the accident north of Pueblo that crushed a truck, killing its driver. No injuries were reported for the train crew. Federal investigators are expected to allow the railroad company to finish clearing the wrecked train cars and spilled coal soon. Then, engineers from the Colorado Department of Transportation will evaluate what repairs are needed to reopen the highway. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR.